Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit here on Lilydale Radio, Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who can't join us for the entire episode, you can always catch us in reruns on blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio. And with me here today is my friend and neighbor and all-around good person and pet mom and knower of lots of very, very cool things, Joanne Nigro, Joanne Copley Nigro, I should say, and she's here to talk to us today about animals and healing and spirituality and animal totems. And later we are going to be taking some calls to, if we have time for it, we're going to take a call to... So if you are wondering about figuring out your animal totem, you can call in or you can Facebook Live with us. And my page is Celeste Elliott, so I always do that. And the call-in number, for those who are interested, is 818-739-8818. So, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good of me to allow my guests to have a word in edgewise, right? So... So, Joanne, you have been around Lilydale for quite a long time.
So. I've been here about 11 years now.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool.
Time flies.
Yes. Yes, it does, doesn't it?
I feel like I've been here forever.
Well, you have been a big part of the community for, you know, the whole time you've been here and probably a little bit before as well. So, many of the people know you as being an associate minister with City of Light Church.
Absolutely, yes.
That's one of the four churches on the grounds. And they also know you for doing, and I see Michelle is writing in. She wants to know her animal totem. Michelle, that is fabulous, and we will try to get to you later. If you write and let us know what the last four numbers of your phone number are, and please call in for that. It's 818-739-8818. So, you know, a lot of people know you from around town, from volunteering at various things and leading different events. And City of Light, you welcome animals in your church service.
Yes, we're the only spiritualist church in the area probably that allows pets to our church service. Maybe of any church around here.
And that happens when and where?
May through October in the Lilydale Fire Hall, and it's at 5:30 on the last Sunday of the month.
Last Sunday of the month?
Yeah.
Okay, you heard it here.
Pets are allowed as long as they're on a leash and they get along with everyone. And
yeah.
It's wonderful to hear them during the service. It's very relaxing during the healing. You hear all these little subtle sounds and it's a wonderful time, yeah.
That's
not
awesome.
Only are they healing for us, but we're healing for them, and it works out very well. So
it's a good relationship with them,
So people finally call us the pet church.
Yes. Which is an awesome, awesome thing. So so how did you find animals on your spiritual journey? How did that go?
Okay, well, I guess all my life. As a child, I've really been interested in animals, and that probably would have been my calling if it so happened to be, but it didn't.
Yeah.
I went into human services, worked as an occupational therapist and tried to incorporate people's pets in therapy a lot of times and got a lot of messages from pets with the patients. And
yeah.
So I've always been involved with pets. My husband and I, we volunteered as wildlife rehabilitators for a while, volunteered at local shelters. So there's always been this interest. And just wild animals and pets have been my passion all my life.
Okay.
And then when I came to Lilydale, it just kind of all fell into place. So.
Well, we have the joke here about when you're ready, the island will call you. I don't think people always know that Lilydale is an island, so I think that bears repeating, you know. And we have, I think pets are, animals here are an enormous part of what makes our town special.
I think it's very obvious to our visitors and to our residents how much we really respect nature, respect wildlife. It's pretty amazing. The animals feel the energy. That's why. They know they're safe here. They know they're understood. So it's a great place for that reason. Not only for spiritual reasons, but because if you're a wildlife person, nature person, you know, with our lake full of wildlife, our forest, we're blessed, truly blessed.
We are. And we are in an old-growth forest here. One of two in the state of New York, so that helps to kind of preserve things a little bit. So, and we were just saying before the show that I was telling Joanne the other night that I was able to hear some coyotes off in the distance. And
every once in a while, you do hear.
Well, every once in a while, they like to party. You know,
people said they've seen them run through Lilydale in the middle of the night. So.
Mm-hmm.
Their distance.
Yeah.
You know, you respect wildlife, they respect you.
That's exactly right, well, and having close proximity to fresh water makes a big difference, you know. I used to rent a house on South Street, and I would, one of my favorite things is I would look out the back window and see the deer in the woods at pretty much the same time every day. So it was like a scheduled date. And as long as I didn't come outside, they were cool with it.
Yes, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
And they find everyone's bird feeders. The crows here know who's going to feed them. They have a little schedule during the day. They've got a morning, afternoon, midday shift. They know where the food is. And after a while, if it gets really to be a rough winter, which we've had, the deer will come right up to your bird feeder. You look out the window, there's the deer.
Yeah.
And, of course, at one time, we know there was the Lilydale bear that came around. So, at least twice at our window. But, he hasn't been around. That's good, though.
Yeah.
Amazing encounters with wildlife.
Yes. Well, and even just, I have a cat friend. I don't know to whom it belongs. But
that's what you were saying.
Yeah, we call it Mystery. My mom and I call it Mystery. Mm-hmm. And it comes and knocks on the door and meows. And when I'm gardening, it hangs out with me outside. And, you know, but it knows I keep cookies for it. So that's probably part of it.
They
order
their bread and butter.
Yes. I'm not above bribing the fur people for as a reward.
They don't have to bribe. They know where the love is.
That's a good point, too.
They do.
Yeah, but I wanted to bring up because we have a lot of animal friends that roam around here, and people are very used to, they'll write and they'll talk about our squirrels.
We have amazing squirrels.
We have great squirrels, some of which are morbidly obese because people feed them.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have never seen a black squirrel before until they've come to Lilydale.
Yeah.
We just think they're just common here.
Yeah. I saw them in Ohio before I saw them here, and I think that they're kind of working their way around the country. And I think it's when people start to see the black squirrel and they think it's a novelty, and then soon they'll never see almost any other type of squirrel. So they carve out a niche, have to say. But we have the squirrels, we have the cats.
Amazing
cats.
Crow population here, too.
Yeah.
They're, like, so brilliant.
They really are.
Yeah, I think they know people. Well, if
they
you
do.
Watch any shows, you could just see a lot of things about crows. And one of the things is they recognize facial features and recognize people. So
they know that not all people look the same, which is you know, pretty amazing.
When I see them and I take my walk through the woods and do some meditation, walk to the beach, I can see them and they kind of like sometimes follow. I can see because they have the bread that I put out in the morning.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and crows are very ingrained as part of spirituality in different cultures,
Absolutely.
Too. So that's very interesting, you know. So, you know, if the crows come and whisper any secrets to you, I hope they come and share.
They watch over our streets.
They certainly do, yeah. And they keep everybody in line. So I did want to kind of mention to people when they come, you chair the committee for the pet cemetery, is that correct? You
and
your husband?
Yeah, my husband and I, we've been doing it now for, over 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. When we first came to Lilydale, it was not that well known, the Lilydale Pet Cemetery, so we got an interest in it and started cleaning it up and unearthing some places, and it's developed into a wonderful place. It started, I don't know, a lot of people know the history. It started in February of 1900, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. And the legend is, I mean, no one knows for facts, but the legend is that they did ice harvesting on Cassadaga Lake back in those days.
We know they did that because we have pictures of that.
Right.
So.
And apparently there were horses that were on the lake, and the lake was not as frozen as it should be, and the horses went and perished in the water. Apparently one of the horses, the legend is, was one of our Lilydale horses that had been there. And they had taken the horse up South Street, and they buried him in that area, and that became the pet cemetery. And there's apparently another horse there, too, the brown horse.
Wow.
So that's one of the things that started kind of the Lilydale Pet Cemetery. And the people, there's stones there from like close to 1900, thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have crumbled over the years, but there's a lot of mementos over the years.
Yeah.
And then we started the St. Francis Garden there, where St. Francis, it doesn't mean that you have to believe in the Catholic view of St. Francis, but St. Francis is known worldwide in all religions as a lover of nature and the environment and animals, of course.
Patron saint of animals,
yes, absolutely. So we got a little St. Francis garden, and then we have a guardian angel pets area. We have, over the donations people have made, we bought a pet remembrance. People were putting pictures on the ground, and they would get blown away and rotted, so we got a pet remembrance board with a little box.
That's
so
wonderful.
People want to leave a picture of their pet, and we put it up on the board. So we did that, and we have some benches. We have tables so people can sit and meditate. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah. No, it really is. It's very peaceful and not at all Stephen King-like.
Not at all. Yes.
People know.
Yeah. I heard the word pet cemetery. That was my first image. But it's a beautiful place, and people have seen spirit of animals, taken a lot of nice pictures with orbs and some spirit-type animal pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It's really very nice.
Yeah.
I encourage people, when you go to Lilydale and you want to visit the stump, as you come down the road, it's on your right when you're leaving the stump, to walk through there and spend a couple moments, and you may connect with somebody that's here or somebody that you've had in your life.
Yeah, I know I was, the year I was testing for mediumship registration is when my last little doggie died, and I took about a week off. Honestly, I cut down my schedule because grief is grief, you know, when we lose one of the fur people, our family members, our furry family members, or feathered family members, you know, reptilian, whatever you've got at home, then that's something that you have to honor, you know, and that space out there in Lilydale Pet Cemetery is very, very important. You know?
We encourage not only residents, but people who come to Lilydale, if they want to leave a memento. We have a couple of ceremonies during the year. We have the annual pet remembrance ceremony, which will be on July 24th at 6:30. We do the pet remembrance celebration in the Lilydale Pet Cemetery, and we honor all the pets that are in there, and people have the opportunity to share a memory of their pet or a poem or something that reminds them of their pet. So we do that every year, and it's a very nice time. But, you know, if you would like to leave a little memento of your pet, please feel free to leave a little statue or a stone. Every year, my husband and I, we take all the monuments and try to bring them all in, and then we try to put them back sort of in the same area where they were, but
I'm turning. Sorry.
You're turning, okay.
Okay. Just so you have more leg room, because I feel bad, but...
So yeah. there could be a memento left there that are probably really discourage ashes being placed there. But if you did do that, please put them in a discreet area and cover them. And please, no burial of bodies. No one's allowed to do that anymore because there's so many animals that are probably buried there. If you're digging to bury a new one, we don't want to unearth somebody else. So we discourage that part. So.
Yeah. And then
do leave a memento, whether it be a picture, a stone. I mean, stones are wonderful. Leave a little stone, and that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
And come visit us every year then.
Yeah. And come, you know, come say prayer.
Be part of it.
And for the ones that are still with us, that we get to still enjoy every day, you host a Blessing on the Animals every year as well.
Yes, through Church of Living Spirits. I'm also a minister with the Church of Living Spirits. We do a Blessing of the Animals, and that's October 4th, around October 4th. The St. Francis feast day is October 4th, but we decided that it was much better to do it on the Saturday, either previous or post St. Francis feast day.
Okay.
And we do it on a Saturday afternoon, and the weather depending, we do it by the lake.
Yeah.
And we do a blessing to the animals.
Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah, I always look for your flyers when they come up. and then I will repost them on Facebook so that, you know, people get an opportunity, because I know that's something that, you know, everybody looks forward to.
What this all means is how wonderful Lilydale is, that we honor our animals. That's really what it is. You know, the opportunities are vast to enjoy nature and wildlife and honor pets here. It's a big part of Lilydale, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Oh, awesome. Excuse me, I'm sorry. and we do have we have a very special kind of famous resident in our pet cemetery as don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So, and I know you have a little story about that.
I think a lot of people who have come to Lilydale have probably met the previous mayor of Lilydale, Perkins.
Honorary title, by the way. We didn't elect her. She elected herself.
She did.
And we were cool with it. So,
she elected herself, and she was, you know, totem of Lilydale, pretty much, and resident of, you know, many workshops. Thursday night circle with Patricia Price. She'd come visit us and say hello to everyone. And definitely, she knew the healing temple schedule.
Yes, she
knew
did.
The morning session and the evening session. She would come and do her little healing.
Yeah.
And, so it was interesting. So everybody pretty much knew Perkins, and it's an interesting little story. People say, you know, do we see spirit? Do spirits of animals come back? And the story I like to share about Perkins is 2 years ago, it was the Christmas after she passed in the fall, and that Christmas we were having it was before Christmas Eve service in the Healing Temple, and I thought I heard like the sound of a little bell, and I happened to look, and in the corner area I felt perceive Perkins' essence. And I said, you know, oh, it's so nice to have you. What's your message? And she said, where's the Christmas tree? And I said, where's the Christmas tree? Because that year, the church had decided to use a small Christmas tree in the middle of the healing temple in front of the podium. And all the other years, Perkins was used to the Christmas tree in the corner that she would like to lay under. So she wanted to know where the Christmas tree was.
That was her spot. Yeah, she would come in. Fellowships of the Spirit sponsors morning meditation every day at 8 a.m. in the Healing Temple during season, not all year round. So, and Perkins would come and join the circle on her morning rounds. And
she was a busy girl.
She really was. She kept all of us in line. And in the best way, you know, make sure that we had enough love, basically. Yeah. That was her job. And she would come and kind of bless us all with her presence and meditate with us. And then she would leave and then come back for the morning healing session at 10:30. Yeah. And I don't know who she visited in between, but she loved golf cart rides.
She had to be careful of that.
There are many times when people would say to me, I know Perkins from social media, and it's a good thing because she just climbed into my car, or she just climbed into my cart, because she was so well known. She expected that people would either let her rest there, or take her back to her mom's house, and then she could go out and do it all over again.
Yes, she's an amazing kitty. I don't think anybody
really
would quite be like Jordan, but in general, nobody's ever like anybody else.
That's exactly right, yeah.
You know, when I do ministerial work with people for pet loss, I usually tell them that, you know, it's hard when you lose a pet, but it's okay to get someone else to join your family once you get over the grief. Because
yeah.
No one ever replaces anyone else.
No.
They don't want us to grieve forever for them.
Mm-mm.
They would like us
no.
to go on and have another pet, because then they do come visit to the house
yes.
and torment the other pet or make the other pet do little nasty things.
Yes.
So, yes.
I have had pets come through when I'm doing mediumship readings, and they've said, I helped you pick out the next one. I sent the next one to you because
mm-hmm.
I knew you were ready and I didn't want you to be alone.
Yeah.
And I've had them also come through and in a snit and say, that one's in my spot, and I don't want them in my spot.
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's like Perkins' spot under the Christmas tree.
It was sacred space.
And it's just kind of like a funny thing. But that always happens amongst, I've only gotten that amongst pet siblings that live together, you know, that it was like a younger sister saying, older sister is, you know, she's touching my stuff, you know. And it's more of a display of personality than it is an actual thing about, like,
right.
don't let her play with my toys.
Yeah.
So
it's all about love. That's all they know.
It's
all
so
the animals
true.
Really do know is love.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
That's why they're spiritual.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they do kill, it's for sustenance.
Yeah.
It's for survival.
Yeah.
It's all about love with them.
That's exactly right. And that was actually my next question for you. So you answered that beautifully before I had to ask it. You're a natural. So, that sums up the nature of Creator. You know, it's all about love.
They are the closest to him, probably more than we are, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that maybe other people may not feel that way, but they are. When you look in their eyes, I do see the divide. And, you know, that's where it's at.
Yeah, it really is. It's as close as we can get to remembering absolutely unconditional love, you know, even if you're out of their favorite cookie.
It's amazing.
You know, they still love us.
It's amazing that
so.
Sometimes our pets even, they don't want us to hurt so badly that they even, like, transmute the energy. Like, they
mm-hmm.
know when people are ill.
Mm-hmm.
And when I worked as an occupational therapist, I've seen a lot of pets have the same illnesses as their people.
That's absolutely right.
They do that just to, you know, like, help. They want to help in some way.
Yeah.
And I've seen pets that have diabetes because their owners have diabetes or cancer and depression. People are depressed. The pets are that way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, if we're having a blue day, the best thing to do is, identify it's there and then try to get out of it and take the pet for a walk, sing to them, and try to show them that, you know, you're trying to get better about this thing, because they
mm-hmm.
really take it personal. They think it's their fault a lot of times, or something they did. Of course, when they do something wrong, they deny the whole thing, too, though.
Well, that's
at our house,
that's
not me.
That's why there are furry kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, a lot of animals, dogs and cats in particular, have the intelligence of, you know, various ages of human children. So I think that makes a lot of sense in sort of the emotional development.
That's why some stay children all their lives, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. But we could learn from that, honestly, you know. If we learn to play a little more and a little more
their
nicely.
Their lives are so short. You know, that's the saddest part when you think about it. It's such a short time that they have on this earth, and so we better enjoy every single second with them.
That's absolutely right, yeah. I mean, you can have, as a human, 3 or 4 generations animals from the same family, you know, and what an incredible bond, you know. It's really very, very cool if we have that chance. So I'm seeing somebody writing in and sharing with us that Joanna and her kitty Jennifer Grace.
Jennifer Grace.
Aww. I'm so glad that she came to visit you after she passed. Yeah, and that's one thing we have to, sometimes as a medium, I'll talk about paws on the bed, because they will come in, you know, and you feel that weight, and you know their presence are there. Or like you said, you perceived Perkins to be in the healing temple. And, you know, that's how it goes. You know, you kind of get the feeling or the thought of them being there, and that's what mediumship is. So,
and sometimes we see physical, actual signs. I know when my past dog died, Cosmo, I was very upset. Oh. And I had asked for a sign, and I was walking with the other dog, Ouija, at that time, and I looked down, and there was a heart stone. And I was like, oh, that is the most cherished thing I have, that heart stone. Well, it turned out that months went on, and every time I would just have to go for a walk. I mean, there's millions of stones in Lillydale. That's my other passion, stones and stones. I'd look down, and there was a heart stone. I'd bring it, put it in my pocket, and now my kitchen is full of heart stones. And Ouija has since passed on, and she sends heart stones. And to me, that's their message. You know, and you could look a million times for a heart stone, and you could look every single day, and you'll never find one. And then all of a sudden, you're just walking, and you have to glance down, and boom, there it is. So.
And these are things, just like with our human loved ones, if you want a message or a sign from your fur people that they're okay, you can ask for that. And then don't talk yourself out of it once you get it.
Right. Yeah. Maybe a dream. It might be suddenly they come into your mind, or you remember a funny story, maybe a song that reminds you of a pet. There's many ways that they can send that message.
Yeah.
But always know that they love you and they never forget you and they wait for us.
They do, yeah. It's that's one of the best things is when they come through and say, I'm with so-and-so now and we're waiting for you, but take your time. but please, take your time. So, but thank you very much to you and your husband for taking care of the pet cemetery, because that's a real treasure.
We require some other people that have helped out along the way. Again. Yeah. The biggest times of a work at the pet cemetery that aren't fun is the raking in the spring. As you know, it's like trying to rake out a forest. So,
well, because it really is in a forest.
It is a forest. So we try the best we can.
Yeah.
And because it is a natural growth forest, it's not the pet cemetery is not like precisely perfectly neat and clean.
Right.
It is a forest. So once something falls, we leave it there. Last year, I think it was, or the year before, we had lost a big, beautiful tree, and the workmen, they're so gracious, they cut up the logs, and we made, like, little places where people could sit, so we try to use the nature around in the environment to make it conducive.
That's perfect, yeah, and it's very, very welcoming, and it's a place that you can also come and sit with your pets and just kind of meditate.
Right.
Hang out, and
we do allow therapy dogs at all our buildings. So if you have an emotional support dog that's registered or a therapy dog, they are allowed in our buildings.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, pets are not allowed. Regular pets are not allowed in the building except for the church service at the fire hall on those scheduled days. But we encourage people not to bring their pets a lot of times to Lillydale because it does get hot here.
Yeah.
And you do not want to leave them in the car. And we've had some incidences like that, and it's a very serious issue. Even though we think it's not that bad out and we got the window open, it's, 10 times worse for the animals. So, be, cognizant of them. And, even walking on the streets that are hot under pads, so it's not a good thing to do. So maybe you might want to find someone to leave your pet for the day.
That's a good idea, a good thing, there is, and we'll see. That may be something that changes over time.
I had thought that many, many years ago. Wouldn't it be nice if somebody had a daycare for dogs,
I think I must have picked up on that thought because that's exactly what went through my head, too. That would be really fun. So,
We can keep it in an area where the barking would be kind of like away from all the services. They have to be quiet. But that would be a nice occupation for someone out there, maybe.
Yeah, let me give you more room. I'm sorry. Here. People get to see my reading room, too.
Beautiful reading room.
So, also, please don't take our cats.
That's right. We're talking about that's important. Don't take our cats.
We have tons and tons and tons of cats here in Lillydale, and they walk around free during the day, you know, according to different owners, you know. Some are all indoor and some are not. And the ones that roam free, you know, kitty cats don't typically wear collars. So it's hard to know if they belong to somebody or not. Some of them are very old. Our cats in Lilydale sometimes get to be really ancient, you know, 17, 18,
20. So they don't always look like the picture health, but,
right.
You know, they're
yeah.
happy and well taken care of. Yeah. That's what people think.
Right, exactly. And they're used to being loved on, you know. So that's, and the squirrels, if the squirrels approach you, it's because they assume you have a peanut on you.
Peanuts are helpful here, yes. Peanuts in the shell, preferably.
Yeah.
So they can bury them and forget where they put them.
Right, yes. I had a squirrel, I can't remember if it was last fall or the fall before, but I woke up to the sound of knocking on my upstairs bedroom window, and it was because I had just cleaned out my flower boxes, and they must have hid something in there, and I didn't realize it.
But they do knock on your window for scheduled feedings, too.
Yeah, well, I don't actually feed them, so that would be...
Oh, okay. They don't have to come here.
So it wasn't, yeah.
There's two other places. But...
Right, exactly, yeah. We're, they, but I hear them in the morning, they run across my metal roof, and... wake me up. And that's what I know. I mean, it's like routine. I know what time it is because I can set my watch by the squirrels. So.
But back to the cats, yes, we wanted to tell people that it's not, we've heard rumors that sometimes people will leave with a cat from Lilydale thinking that they're saving it because
yeah.
it's not taken care of, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
People love their pets here, and, you know, they may, like I said, they may not appear to be really healthy, but they're just old and thin and well taken care of, actually, so, you know, don't take our pets. There's
yeah.
probably maybe there could be a feral cat, possibly, most likely not. The ones you'll see in the Dale are usually someone's pets, so
yeah.
please, you know, don't rescue them. Or else, if you have a question, maybe ask one of the residents.
Ask
first.
The residents
yeah.
if it is a.
Everybody knows everybody's cat usually.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, we have. We actually had one that was feral around here that somebody dropped off when they were pregnant, and. One of our neighbors, Sue Persico, who's now in spirit, was a vet, and she, as soon as they could get to it, they fixed it, you know, and made sure it had its shots and things, and fixed all the litter as well. Thank God, you know,
yeah.
real blessing.
I'm gonna
so.
Put a little plug for Lakeshore
yeah.
Humane Society. We're
yes.
very close with a lot of the people there,
mm-hmm.
and if there is an animal problem with a feral cat or something, we will contact them and take
mm-hmm.
care of the situation.
Yeah,
so we work closely with them.
Yes, very much so. So, but you know, contact shelters directly. Don't just come and drop them off.
Yes. So don't take them and don't bring them here.
Right.
Dropped off.
Exactly, yes. So, we are, Joanne is an author as well, by the way, guys. So I have to, she didn't necessarily want me to plug her book, but I'm going to do it anyway. So, sorry. But you work with your sense of spirituality and, with animals, and you, as you've said, you find them very healing, and if they show up frequently, you say that could be a sign that they're, that it's a symbol for you, or it's a sign that it's on your totem, is that correct?
Sure, there's some
yeah.
different ways that people will often ask how do they find their power animal or totem. They're interchangeable terms, you know, depending on what if it's Native American or whatever, but it's really, it's just, they're a spirit guide, period. That's really how we should look at them, as a spiritual force that's trying to help us in our lives. And people like to know, like, how do I know which one it is? And I said, well, there's some questions you might want to ask yourself, like, what animals do you see often, possibly,
mm-hmm.
that appear to you? What animals do you connect to? Has there been an animal that you really loved all your life as a child? It's always been your favorite animal, it may be a good indicator that that's your power animal.
Yeah.
What kind of pets do you have now? And everybody wants a power animal. Everybody wants the Black Panther because it's very cool and beautiful.
Ooh.
But nobody wants, like, the squirrel, and that's my power animal.
There's nothing wrong with the squirrel.
I mean, people
squirrels, chipmunks agree.
Sometimes people have a power animal that's very simple, and
yeah.
The squirrel is very common and simple, but they talk about preparedness and being purposeful, and I like
yeah.
that. So
well,
I've always liked squirrels.
They have a huge vocabulary
yeah.
as well,
yeah.
other than humans and dolphins. They have one of the largest vocabularies.
And power animals,
yeah.
You may have one all your life that follows
mm-hmm.
you around and being with you, but you could have power animals or totem animals, whatever you want to call them,
mm-hmm.
come in and out of your life. So you may have one that shows up for maybe a couple of months only and then leaves because they've given you the medicine. They call it the medicine,
yeah.
the lessons they're supposed to tell us. And, you know, I think when the bear came, that there was like an animal that came and had
mm-hmm.
some lessons to give Lilydale and maybe some of the people here. It was about going through some changes, you know, for the better sometimes, and how we go through cycles in life. And,
yeah.
you know, there's different messages they give us. So you may have an animal only for a short time. So, you know, if you have maybe skunks around your house, that doesn't mean you smell, but it means maybe that you need to set some boundaries. Maybe it's a reminder that you need to set some boundaries in your life, so you may want to think about that. So, you know, animals may not be there just because they're beautiful, but we may
right.
like them because they are. Because I also
yeah.
love my other power animal is the panda. I love pandas. I've always loved them since a child.
Yeah.
And, you know, they represent tranquility and peacefulness. So I said it's kind of like the yin and yang of animals. I like the squirrel that's preparedness
yeah.
and useful, and I like the
yeah.
panda that's, you know, mellow and peaceful. So it's
yeah.
kind of a yin and yang. So
awesome.
They come and go in our lives.
Yeah. And, well, some people, you know, for some people it's praying mantis or grasshopper.
It's
or,
amazing. It could be anything.
Know,
We find people that have collections of cows, pigs, owls.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that doesn't show you, then they'll say, like, well, I don't understand what my power animal is. Or is like, wow.
yeah.
So.
Very cool. So I wanted to mention your book. Are you teaching any lectures?
I am. First of all, in February, I'm doing
yeah.
a workshop through the Church of Living Spirit on it's called Pet Connections, but it's going to deal with pet loss and grief, and it's aimed at people not only that are training to be ministers, but people who minister to other people, which is all of us. When we deal with
yeah.
friends and family, sometimes we just don't know what to say. We want to say
yeah.
the right things, and we don't know what to say. So it's going to be a workshop from 1 to 3 on February the 18th.
Fantastic.
At,
okay.
1 o'clock at the Church of Living Spirit Assembly Hall. So that's the first workshop I'm doing. I call it Pet Loss, but it's really called Pet Connections. And we're going to
yeah.
receive messages from pets, too.
Wonderful.
And
yeah.
during the summertime, yes, I have two workshops, which I'm excited about. The healing aspects of pets and animals, and that is on, excuse me, my memory here. I have to find my answer.
Those are good.
August 9th.
Okay.
And then I'm also doing another workshop, which is my other passion, is gemstones. I love gemstones and seashells, and that's August 27th.
Fantastic.
And then, of course, our Pet Remembrance Celebration on July the 24th. So that will all be in the catalog. But
yes. Yeah.
Just thinking ahead for people.
And that is a reminder for me to plug that Lilydale has a new website, lilydaleassembly.org instead of .com. But if you go to the wrong one, it'll forward you, so it's all
that's
good.
Cool.
And our summer calendar is going to be out pretty soon here.
Wow.
So we're going to be up and running, and then before you know it, the physical catalog will be printed and just moving right
it's
along.
It's the sign of spring. I
it
remember
is,
when I said when the Lilydale catalog comes, that means spring is coming.
Yay! We promise you, despite the winter, spring is coming.
It has been a bad one this year,
it,
truly.
Yeah.
If you've seen any of the Facebook posts that we put up, it has been a very bad one so far.
It's been, yeah, right now it's just like...
Yeah, we're in the fall right now.
Slushy. Yeah, you walk a little, you sink a little.
There's
you walk a little, you sink a little.
Glaciers that have come off a roof.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah, my upper roofs are cleared off now. We've had the avalanche already, but the lower roofs, I'm waiting, because they don't get as much sunlight. So I'm waiting for that. I'm hoping today with the thaw that it'll happen. So fingers crossed before the ice storm. and we have winter workshops also. But I'm putting it in quotes, winter workshops, because in actuality we had them in the fall, and they start up again in March. We have one in March, one in April, one in May, and then, of course, end of June, we go right into our regular summer program. So check that out. And if somebody wanted to get a hold of your book, 52 Weeks of Inspiration for the Animal, Plant, and Mineral Kingdoms, Inspiration for Healing and Harmony, how would they do that?
They can go to Amazon.com.
Fabulous.
I have two books out, another one on pet laws, too. So
oh.
Both books are available on Amazon.com.
Fantastic.
So if you plug my name
okay.
into Amazon, they're there.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay, and I hope you sell those at your classes, too. Because
I will, yes.
Good. Okay.
And during the workshops, and they are at the Lilydale bookstore during the season. So.
Fantastic. Yes, we do have a really nice local author section in that bookstore. So, and Lilydale bookstore is going to be online.
Wow.
It's coming up. It's going to happen this year, 2018. So we have something to look forward to. So, you know, you can get your Lilydale gear ahead of time. read the books by, you know, the teachers before you come, that sort of thing. And we're excited, so we're moving right ahead. So what I thought we could do, if it's okay with you, is maybe take a caller to talk about animal totems and how, what is your animal totem? And so I will tap into you based on the last four numbers of your phone, and I always take people in order. So I'm going to check on 6055, and if you could give us your name and where you're calling from. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Michelle, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling in. So,
thank you.
Were you? No, thank you. Are you interested in talking with us about your animal totem or your pet? Fantastic. Okay. So I will, Joanne has developed a simple way to figure this out, and she's the master, so I'm going to I'm gonna let her lead the charge here. So.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So do you know animal or power animal or totem animal?
Do I know what mine is? I have a lot of animals that come through and have given me messages at different times in my life. I'm very much connected to dogs because I boarded and walked and trained dogs for about 17 years. I just lost my own personal dog about a month ago. She passed on. But I have lots of different animals that have come through. So that's why I was curious what your thoughts were.
You're doing everything perfectly. That's what I think. It's true. You don't. We may have one totem animal that we have for life, but we do have lots of them that come in our lives to teach us lessons at different times. So if you're saying that you've had quite a few come through, that you're doing it. Those are your spirit animals at the time when you need the most to give you that lesson that you need to learn or give you that extra strength that you need. So it sounds like, what are some of them? We're curious.
Yeah.
Well, I had once, through a meditation, a red fox come through, and it had, Egyptian eyeliner on, and I looked it up, and there was this, a fennec fox. It had huge ears, and so I found it, that one, was leading me to a temple in the meditation. And then I've had crows. I used to live in an RV for about 3 years. I traveled around the country, and crows had come, and they were swooping down by my window, and they were basically warning me that something was going to happen, and it did happen. I went to stay at a friend's house, and somebody broke into the RV and stole and whatever, everything that was in there. So I knew that they had been warning me. And then recently, last week, I saw a whale come and breach the water four times by the where I'm staying, and it, you know, blew out its spout. And I know that their communication basically around the world, you know, in connection with elephants is what my, my knowledge of them is. So they showed up recently, or that one showed up recently.
Yeah,
cool.
The one thing I'd like to add to our audience is that, you know, there are many books that talk about the animals and what they mean, and there's similar things that each book will say about them. There's usually one common thread that the animal will have, but really the most important thing is the message that you get yourself personally. And you have found this. I know you're connected, and that's just wonderful. You know, you're a beautiful spirit, and you're connecting with these animals.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. We really appreciate that. So, okay. All right. And our next caller, actually, you know what, before I take the next caller, I want to ask you, because over Christmas, I had a lot of possum sightings, and I was wondering if you could tell me what's the possum about?
The possum, okay. Well, the possum, as you know, there's a saying, they play dead.
Oh, that's
Remember,
true.
They
yeah.
say that?
Yeah, they do.
They fade very easily. So the possum brings to mind, the possum shows that sometimes you need to kind of lay low. So maybe at that time you needed to, like, maybe do a little more introspection and lay low.
That would make sense.
Yeah. And not be right out there. So maybe at the time that you needed that. So that's the main, that's what the possum would be, playing dead, you know, trying to lay low. They're all about reality. They're a wonderful little animal. A lot of times people don't realize, but when you do see them as roadkill on the street, their babies are still alive in them. So sometimes if people are able to take the body to a veterinarian or a shelter sometime, they could save the babies too.
Oh, wow.
So a little public service,
okay.
It's one of those animals
that
we could save a life, even though the mother has been taken on to spirit.
Yeah. Well, you know, and very interesting with those animals. They are immune to Lyme disease. And that is something that is very big in Western New York. And it's why I'm all about wearing things into the woods so that just in case. And, you know, they do us a great service by eating ticks and mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't be creeped out by them.
Yeah, they're a very shy animal.
They're
not dangerous. They're not going to, you know, come and attack you, even though they got those little sharp, pointy teeth. And some people think they're not really cute, but of course I think they're cute. As my husband always says, I always say, oh, that animal's the cutest animal in the world. He says, you say that about all of them. And I guess I do. But
it's true about all of them.
I can never pick a favorite. So.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I won't tell your dogs that, though.
they are my favorites. Yes. I thought I'd have to give a plug for them.
And that's
of course,
okay
the two
too.
Favorite dogs right now is Loki. He's 2 years old, and Zoe, the new addition to the family, who's probably going on 4 months old. So, yes, I'm dealing with a puppy right now, which is quite challenging. They always
wake
are.
Wake them up. And, God bless.
And everybody wants to know what the breed is. They all say, oh, they're chows. And I'm like, no, they're not chows. They're Keeshans. And if you have more than one Keeshan, you have Keeshanden.
Yeah.
So they're Keeshan.
Well, there you go.
They originate from Holland.
Yeah.
They're a companion dog. They used to use them on the barges.
Oh.
So they would just be warning dogs. They'd sit with their masters and warn people when they would see in the dark a barge coming.
Nice.
So that was their whole job. They're companion dogs.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. So if you would like to call in and talk to us, the number is 716. Hi. I was about to give my number. Sorry. The number, the call-in number is 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. And don't forget to check out the other Lilydale Blog Talk shows. Tuesday we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden at 8 o'clock. And we have on Wednesday, we have 2 shows. We have Wednesdays with Willa at 10. And we have Journey into the Light with John White at 8. So, busy day. And probably more programming coming up in the spring as well, adding people, which is very cool.
Really exciting people you have on your show.
And, yes, and next week, actually, another guest, Marty Hughes, another registered medium here, and she's going to be talking about sacred contracts. And she's teasing me on Facebook right now, asking me what the winning lottery numbers are.
I was just going to say, you're going to have Marty Hughes, and this is going to be a joyful show.
And
there'll be
so
much humor in this.
Yes, and I just have to say, because that's one of the things that people ask mediums, and it always cracks us up, because if we knew the winning lottery numbers, guys,
We wouldn't be here. We'd be someplace warm.
Oh, no, I'd still be here, but maybe not in January. Yes, and I'm taking the show on the road next week because I'm going to Marty's house. so she can...
Road trip.
Two streets up.
Wow.
So she can talk to us about sacred contracts and how we're all interconnected. So I want to take another caller, because we've got time. And the last four numbers of your phone are 6311. And if you could give us your name and where you're calling from, that'd be great. Good morning. Hello, good morning. You may actually have your phone. Hello, hi, and what's your name?
Hi, how are you? This is Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. And are you calling to find out about your animal totem today?
Sure.
Fantastic.
And then I have a story for you.
Oh, fantastic.
So do you know your power animal or your spirit guide that's an animal, or would you like to know about it?
I don't think I do. No.
So let me ask you a question. Is there any animal that you've been drawn to in your life that, like, as a child, you like to have collected, like maybe, figures or stuffed animals of certain ones, anything like that?
Well, I waited a long, long time to get my dog. And it's really funny. Right now, she is just doing her little woof, woof, woof while I'm talking. I was waiting. I waited till I was about 40, late 40s, before I actually had my very own dog, and she happened to be born on the day that I left my job. So I took 8 weeks to get the nursery ready, and I held her before her eyes were open, and she's now 9 years old.
Wow.
So
like
I do connect with dogs.
Well, you know, sometimes your power animal, you may not have realized it, but there have been animals that have appeared to you in your life. There may be animals that you have seen at certain times that you just weren't aware they were there in your life as a power animal. It might be some, like, for instance, if you went to the beach and you happened to see, you know, some seagulls and one lands close by you, or it could be, you know, a butterfly. You're sitting and the butterfly lands on your hand, which is never done before. I'm sure if you really thought about it, there probably are lots of instances where animals have come to you in maybe not a great extraordinary way, but something that was you thought was just ordinary, but it wasn't a message for you.
Yeah. I was with my father when he passed, and as he passed, I asked him to bring me yellow butterflies. Oh, I'm going to cry. And at his funeral, my friend ordered a plant, and she was not from in town. She knew nothing about it, and the plant had a paper yellow butterfly in it. So that goes on my Christmas tree every year. And then I have four yellow butterflies that hang out here in the summertime, and they seem to always come back. And whenever I want to talk to Dad or I have a problem and I'm talking to him, a lot of times that butterfly will come and just land on the table or on a plant by me, and I don't even feel the need to take a picture or anything like that. I just say, thank you, Dad.
Yeah. Just sit with it. Enjoy the presence.
You know, it's so interesting. So many people feel like they get messages from animals or they don't have a spirit guide of an animal, but then they tell stories, and then it makes them think, oh, my, yes, I do. So, you do. That is beautiful.
Yeah. I have a cool story about Jennifer Grace. That was the one I wrote in about. She passed quite unexpectedly. In fact, it was on the day we were leaving to fly to Florida, and the vet called and said that she passed overnight. So my husband went down and got her, and we buried her, and then we jumped in the car and headed for Buffalo to fly to Florida. And it was a very rough trip because couldn't grieve, you know. It was hard to grieve when you're on vacation. Well, we got home. This was in the spring, and we had mice in the house. And my husband just yelled out, oh, Jenna, if you were here, you'd get these mice. Well, the next morning I got up. I got up and I opened the garage, the door to the garage, and right above the door on the garage side is a balsa wood figurine with 9 cats on it. It's a real lightweight thing, and it was nailed up above the door jamb. That was laying upside down on the step, and right next to it was a mouse with blood running out of its mouth. And I said to my husband, I said, Gordy, you got to come see this. And again, no need to take a picture or anything like that. You know, we just both stood there and looked at it. I go, Jenna was here.
Yeah.
So Jenna got the mouse.
Still on duty from the spirit side of life.
Wow. And of course, when we have a situation like that, I think it's always good to bless the mouse and send them on their spiritual way. You know, some people feel sad for the mouse, one of them. And, you know, we bless them and hope that they come back as the cat.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and then it was not very long after that, a kitty showed up that she had half a tail. She was about a year old, and she showed up, and her tail was half gone. And pretty soon, you know, it got to be November. We set up a little hut for her on the deck because we couldn't catch her. And then she finally, she moved in, and she came in and lived in the garage for a little while, and she knew how to use a box and everything. And now she's part of the family, and we've had her about 4 years.
Well, she picked you.
She came when we needed her.
Yeah. Yeah. They do everything on their own terms. So.
That's right. Well, I really enjoy your show, and I thank you for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure.
Welcome. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And as we're doing this, I can see in the distance squirrels hopping over the snow mound waving at us. But we had somebody write in, and she says she's been told she has a horse waiting for her from a past life, and she's always loved horses. So would that be part of her totem, or would that be just more about that life experience?
I think it's up to her to feel what's, you know, what she's feeling. I would assume that the horse still is like a totem for her.
Yeah.
I would assume so, yes, absolutely. Right. But that this one is like it's not just a horse energy or horse medicine, but a particular horse that they're connected as one-to-one with each other. So
yeah.
She should try to make some connection with them, try to do a little meditation maybe, maybe ask in dreams for that horse to come and talk to her. I feel that there's a big connection going on there.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't surprise me, I have to say. So.
What a blessing. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And they are. They're very faithful like that, you know. On the spirit side of life, they will wait for us forever.
They do.
And
they absolutely
and
do.
Life after life.
Time has no meaning for them on the other side. Like we know with the spirits, whether it be humans or animals. We are impatient people here on Earth, but time has no meaning. You know, we will all connect again.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely right. And I love how you put it that that they're like guides for us. It's true. You had mentioned something about animals being very healing.
They are in our lives. So, you know, they know when we're having a bad day, and they do their best to try to bring us out of our little slump by acting foolish or doing something. They've done studies physiologically. They lower blood pressure. They increase the endorphins in our body. I mean, say nothing of the fact that you know they make us do a routine too.
Yeah.
They make us go for walks and make sure we have meals.
Yeah. Well, it's true because they want to share them.
Right. So it's so important, especially when I was a therapist for the elderly. Pets are extremely important.
Very cool. Okay. Well, we have just a few seconds left, so
doesn't
it? I know. So I want to thank you so much for being willing to come on and and
thank you very much.
Participate, and hopefully you'll come back.
I know.
We've got something cool going on, or before one of your classes. Or,
sure, I would love
so,
to.
Awesome. Okay. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We are wishing you a good day and good vibes, and we will see you again here next week for Wake Up to Spirit on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Okay. Give your pets a hug for us.
Yes.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations. And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.